Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Tank Podcast. My name is Michael Brown. It is a pleasure to come live to you after tonight's game. We are not going to beat around the bush. We are not going to waste time. This was one of the most embarrassing performances I have watched so far this year. Dustin points out in the chat, Mike's going to have a field day with this one. I mean, here's my thing, guys. Like, my question is, and as I said on Twitter tonight, I am taking any and all callers. I want to hear what you guys have to say because, and I'm keeping it as level-headed as I can right now, because what else is there left to say is my question. And that's not the greatest way to lead off of a podcast. However, what are we doing? Like, what the hell are the Rockets doing? And we haven't done a show, and unfortunately my dude Jeremy Brenner is off tonight. So you got just me tonight. So we haven't even talked about what the Rockets did at the trade deadline, which A, if you gave that trade deadline performance for the Rockets any higher than a D minus, you're out of your mind, in my opinion. And I feel like this is one of those, like today, I had a lot of back and forth today on Twitter at the Dream Take. With a couple guys, one was a pretty big loser that just was looking to troll somebody because I made a comment about Jared Allen. And, and we talked about Jared Allen because, you know, news came out today that, you know, they're pushing for him to be an all-star. And he's had an all-star level caliber year. And all I said was, is that I wish the Rockets could have ended up with Jared Allen. First of all, guys, if you want to be a fan that goes to Twitter and berates somebody else purposely for their take, you're a shitty fan. Sorry, I'm pissed tonight, okay? So a curse word or two may slip out. I'm going to do my best not to let it slip out. But that's just my opinion. Because Jared Allen would make the Rockets better. Period. End of story. He makes them a better roster. What in the world on this roster do you look at right now and you go, holy hell, we are excited about this guy moving forward? It's not Steven Silas. Because Steven Silas, do I think he deserves to be fired after his coaching performance tonight? No. But what is he doing? Like, what are you doing, Steven Silas? You played Josh Christopher 10 minutes? Why are you playing Josh Christopher 10 minutes? Excuse me. Why? Jalen Green has 2 field goal attempts in the second half? The second overall pick in the draft. You get him 2 field goal attempts in the second half. Like, Steven, what are you doing? And the thing that drives me nuts about Steven Silas is he's got that same stupid look on his face. No matter if they're up by 7, if they're down by 35, and then he does the little stupid clap thing. I hate it. I hate him doing that. Try something different. Start KJ Martin and bench Jayshon Tate. As much as I love Jayshon Tate, and I love Jayshon Tate, if Tillman Fertitta and company didn't jack up the prices of the jerseys in the team shop, in the stadium, which I was there Thursday night. Here's a shock, another loss at home for the Rockets. He didn't jack up the jerseys to $140 a pop. I'd buy a Jayshon Tate jersey. But send him to the bench for now. Let it. So let me see his role off the bench and see maybe if that's a better role for him. KJ Martin, 16 points tonight. Let's get to the elephant in the room, okay? And if you're listening here on Spotify Green Room, tell me what I'm missing. Do I like Dennis Schroeder as a basketball player? I think Dennis Schroeder is fine. His numbers are solid for the year. He's averaging, 15 points? What is he averaging for the year? He's averaging 14.4 points, 4 assists, and 3.5 rebounds on the season. Okay. It's fine. You know, he's signed for the rest of the year. But the entire Twitter world for the Rockets is talking about this guy and how he's going to have some major impact on the team for the rest of the season. Why? Like, what is Dennis Schroeder being on this team have anything to do with the development of this team? Why are people excited about Dennis Schroeder being a Houston Rocket? And earlier tonight, you know, I saw we got to get to the big news of the day, the fact that the Rockets were able to sign Deshaun Nix to a 4-year contract. And Adam Spillane tweeted, he's a pretty prominent figure on Rockets Twitter, tweeted and said, Rafael Stone said the Rockets don't have plans to bring Deshaun Nix to the NBA in the near future. They want to keep some consistency with him in the G League. My response was, but why? His response is, because he's developing really well in the G League and there's no minutes in the NBA at the moment. Well, okay, Adam, first of all, big fan of your work. And I'm not saying that in a snarky sense. I think you do great work for Rockets Twitter. I'm very appreciative of it. But my thing is, well, I could find you 18 minutes because why is Dennis Schroeder on this team? And Adam and I had a decent back and forth last week when they cut DJ Augustine, when he says that DJ Augustine is not an NBA level player anymore. I don't agree with that at all. I think DJ Augustine in his minutes with this team was a productive player when he was playing for the Rockets. This year, I think he was averaging 6 or 7 points, a couple assists, a couple rebounds, but the roster around him is awful. The other thing about DJ Augustine is that's that veteran presence that you had already on the roster. That's not why you acquired Dennis Schroeder. Let's talk about the elephant in the room is the fact that the Houston Rockets, for the second straight year, okay, traded away an asset, okay? They traded away James Harden. He's a much better asset than Daniel Tice. That's not my point. Daniel Tice, at his contract level at 4 years, $32 million, was a good trade piece to the right team. And what did the Rockets do? They acquire some NBA nobody in Bruno Fernando. You acquire Enes Freedom, who you waive right away, and you take on Dennis Schroeder because Dennis Schroeder comes off the book at the end of the – comes off the books, I should say, at the end of the year, $5.8 million – comes off your books at the end of the year instead of hanging on to Daniel Tice. This is now the second straight year that the Houston Rockets front office, all they want to do is shed salary. When are the Rockets fan base going to wake up and say that they're tired of this? We are tired of this garbage-ass performance by the front office and the coaching staff. Who is going to get upset enough to say that this is enough? This is enough. It's now 2 years. And Adam, I'll get to your speaker request in a minute, but I want to get this out. I am sick and tired of being somebody that calls out the Rockets bullshit often enough on Twitter. And, you know, they want to ridicule me. That's fine. I don't care. Because you want to check the receipts? Because I'm pretty sure I was pretty damn early on the fact that Silas can't coach his way out of a paper bag. Earlier in the season, go look at Rockets Twitter right now, saying the same damn thing. And it's good that somebody is finally getting upset rather than myself about the hot dog water performance of this organization. Because if Tillman Fertitta is not going to do anything to dramatically make this team better, sell the damn team. If Steven Silas is not going to start using this roster the best way possible, then get him out of here. Get him some assistants that don't suck. Dejounte Diop sucks. Jeff Hornacek sucks. The defensive effort sucks. The coach they got from Australia, I can never remember this dude's name. He sucks. Adam, welcome to the show, my man. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. What you got?
Yeah, you know, looking back at kind of the last Rockets regime with Daryl Morey specifically, you know, there's a lot of things that we can point out that we wish, you know, would have been a little bit different about how Morey and the last front office managed this team. But I always felt like Daryl Morey actually, you know, was passionate about this team, you know, and was always
100%
and was
100%.
You know, even the things that were so annoying to other teams, you know, the after every playoff game, getting the video staff to put together 20 plays where fouls weren't called, you know, things that are maybe cried. At least, you know, it showed some passion, you know?
Yep.
And so with Raphael Stone, he just has like a goofy smile on his face, you know?
He sucks.
The biggest issue I have with him is he's, you know, he comes out twice a year, you know? Daryl Morey was always around. He was, you know, maybe you didn't agree with his decisions, but he was always somewhat accountable for what he said. You never hear from, you know, there's no accountability from Stone. We don't know what the hell he thinks, you know? And Silas is the opposite, which is even worse. He just a blank stare into the void. You know, there's like nothing going on, just dead eyes, and the other thing is, you know, it's good not to be predictable, but when nobody knows what you're gonna do, when everybody assumes you're gonna cut, you know, Dennis Schroeder, and you keep him, you know, like literally, if you had took a poll at the trade deadline, 90% of people would say, yeah, they're definitely cutting him, right? They're definitely waiving him. You know, take a $2.5 million hit, you know? It makes no sense. And the previous justifications of just the rotations, you know, with like Christian Wood. So Christian Wood's gonna be around. You're not trying to build up his trade value anymore because really, you know, it's not going to get any higher, you know, especially if he's playing like this. So why play him 30 minutes a game, 35 minutes a game? Why not start Shane Doolin and KJ Martin? Yeah.
I'm with you. I want to address something that Sean said in the chat. He said the Astros kept Berkman down in AAA to make a playoff run with that AAA team to give him more meaningful time because he was blocked. Having Knicks play winning basketball in the G League isn't the worst thing in an otherwise lost season. I don't disagree with you, Sean. I think it's a great point by you. But the thing is that he's being blocked by somebody he shouldn't be blocked by. Like, what am I missing? Somebody point me out something that Dennis Schroeder adds to this team for the rest of the season. Besides the Rockets, are you going to re-sign Dennis Schroeder at the end of the season? No. And it goes back to another point of the trade deadline. How in the world the Rockets were not able to unload John Wall onto the Lakers roster is beyond me. That's almost a fireable offense, in my opinion. They should have been in the Lakers' ear every single hour. Hey, your roster sucks. You know, do you want John Wall? What will you give us for John Wall? We'll take Westbrook back, which you'll end up buying him out anyway, because he's cheaper than Wall, and then give us a draft pick. At least that's Stone doing something.
The rumor was that they didn't want to give up Eric Gordon or Christian Wood.
Stupid.
I would have said, you know, gladly include Christian Wood in that trade, you know, and just basically, you know, like make Westbrook's life miserable for the next year and just not play him. You know, I would, you know, that'd be entertainment in and of itself, but it's, yeah.
But the question is now, right, Adam, like here, my question is, And this is – I hope Jeremy titled – because he titles all of our shows. I honestly – he titles it, What the Hell Are the Rockets Doing? Because it's a fair question at this point. You know, why do you not trade Aaron Gordon? And I've seen these articles about, you know, he's a good veteran presence in the locker room and he's happy here. And that means nothing. I like Eric Gordon as a human being. He seems like a great guy, you know, whatever. But his feelings should mean nothing to the Rockets fan base. Feelings mean nothing in professional sports. You treat every player with respect, and you treat them as they are, employees of the organization. If you don't do a good enough job, you're going to see the door. Christian Wood should see the door at this point. He doesn't add anything to this team. The way he's playing right now, unless he drastically changes the way he's going to play basketball, there were multiple instances tonight. Christian Wood, you're not a 6'4" guard. Why are you going out on the perimeter when you don't have an interior defensive presence and Hassan Whiteside and Rudy Gobert are eating your lunch? And they are taking you out to the playground and spanking you in front of your entire class. That's what's happening right now on a night in and night out basis. And it's good because I'm looking at the Twitter timeline right now, just getting caught up a little bit. And a lot of prominent figures for the Rockets fan base are fed up and they're pissed off. And they should be. If you honestly watch this Rockets team, if they play an average of 3 to 4 games a week and you watch more than one full game a week, you should send an email to the Rockets organization letting them know of the amount of games you're watching and demand money from them. I'm not kidding you. Because, and Adam, correct me if I'm wrong, you watch as much Rockets basketball as pretty much any fan that we've had on the show. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I watch most games. Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how pissed off are you right now at the Houston Rockets and what they are putting out on the court on a nightly basis?
I'm kind of numb at the moment, to be honest. I'm getting to a point where it's even worse than anger. It's almost just apathy. You know, it's just I sure know that I'm just not going to be satisfied with the decisions that are being made, and I care less.
And so let me ask you a quick question while we're on the topic. If the Rockets lost by the same amount of points tonight, but Deshaun Nix was on the roster and he had the 18 minutes for Schroeder, let's say that, you know, more minutes for Jalen Green played 28 minutes tonight. If he upped his minutes you gave Bruno Fernando a decent look instead of playing Christian Wood 27 minutes. Like if the Rockets went legit all in on their young guys, you know, and played mostly Josh Christopher, Garrison Matthews, Şengün, KJ Martin, Jalen Green, Kevin Porter Jr., and Jayshon Tate, and you throw in Wood for however many minutes you would need to bang with Gobert, does your opinion change on how they are approaching the rest of this season?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I would actually be able to get a sense of what kind of player Deshaun Nix is. You know, I would actually be able to have some sense of what, if there is some kind of progression that's happening on a game in, game out basis. But
like exactly.
When Josh Christopher doesn't know whether he's going to play 10 minutes or 25 minutes a game.
Yep.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you're playing, you know, mind games with these guys. And almost, and also this is also kind of a point from like the Morey era, you know, like, so, you know, the handful of games where Christian Wood is just killing it in the first quarter. I can like think back to the last Warriors game. You know, he has like 14 points in the first quarter. You know, you can adjust the way that you're coaching based on how well the players are playing. You know, in the Morey era, if Harden scored 20, you know, Harden would want to go for 50. That he might play 40 minutes that game, right? But right. It seems like there's some kind of, you know, like Jalen Green isn't on a minutes restriction. He's not in, you know, like play him 40 minutes, you know, play, you know, let you know, pick, you know, you don't, maybe don't want to do this to the extreme as D'Antoni did with like a 6-7 guy, you know, a 7-8 guy rotation. But, you know, like give Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr. 40 minutes and see how they actually play for, you know, throughout the game. You know, it's just, there's just like, where there's structure, there shouldn't be structure, and where they're unstructured, you know, you want things to be a little bit more structured, but it seems like they're doing things in just the opposite. Yeah.
Well, that take from Spillane makes no sense. Like, you keep him in the G League for what? Like, would you rather Deshaun Nix play? Because he's obviously dominating the G League, and they're calling him the best prospect in the G League. Multiple outlets have named Deshaun Nix as either the best or one of, like, the two or three best prospects in the G League. Well, what happens in the minors when you get named one of the best prospects? You bring him up. If the Rockets were in a playoff run, you know, and they need to play their veteran guys, then, yeah, you leave him down there in the G League. But this team is 15-41. What are you giving Dennis Schroeder minutes for? Like, are they trying to sell Dennis Schroeder jerseys? Is there a moment where I miss the fact that Dennis Schroeder is an all NBA type of guy? I mean, he's decent defensively, I guess. He just gave up 135 points to Utah. And he played 18 minutes. It's not like he played 6 minutes. Yeah, then the other side of this coin is people are saying that why are you playing him 18 minutes when he hasn't had time to practice with the team at all? Then why are you playing him? Like, what? There's, like you said, man, there's no structure. There's no direction. Offensively, their system sucks. It sucks, Adam. Like, again, another night, another, you know, game where there's no cuts. There's no, you know, it's here's the ball, go play one-on-one. If nothing happens, well, just jack up some stupid shot. You know, I'm at a loss with, and great, and now we're going to play, what, Phoenix and the Clippers on back-to-back nights, Wednesday, Thursday? I mean, good luck. I mean, we might lose to Phoenix by 55 points.
Yeah, the only reason you play Schroeder is basically if you're considering signing him in the offseason. And Schroeder's only going to want to, you know, consider an offer at least $12 million a year, you know, $10, $12 million. Are you actually even – this says something about your decision-making as management to even consider signing Dennis Schroeder with the young talent you have on this team and Eric Gordon. You know, it seems like it's nonsensical, and they don't have to answer for why, you know, for the bad decisions that they make. Even in like the post game, I understand there's less interest in the Rockets with, you know, for a at max 20 win team this year. But, you know, where are the tough questions, you know, on Silas at the end of the game, you know, like after the game, where is the questioning of any of these? They're comfortable. They know that there's not enough intensity amongst kind of the media for the Rockets to actually question their decision-making and put them on the hot seat. Like Silas felt, you know, during that 15-game losing.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, if the fact that everybody believes, who's listening to the show right now, comment in the chat, or if you're listening to this tomorrow at BSW_podcast_MB at the Dream Take at Dream Take SVN. Why are the Rockets considering signing Schroeder if you just gave a 4-year contract to Deshaun Nix and you have Kevin Porter Jr.? Do you need a third point guard that I'm just missing the boat on? I mean, I don't think Schroeder's going to make $12 million a year after this year. I mean, he's on a 1-year, $5.5 million contract. I think he definitely gets a raise based on the numbers that he's put up. I think he's going to sign more of like a 3-year, 27-ish type of deal, $27 million, somewhere in that ballpark, Adam, what I would say. But I mean, for people who want to, you know, yell and scream about how Jared Allen doesn't fit the trajectory of this team with, that's who they should have ended up with. How does Dennis Schroeder fit the timeline of this team with the obvious pieces that you're investing in? And, it doesn't make any sense.
And the greatest need of this team is shooting. Why do you cut Armani Brooks? You know, like Armani, yeah, that's just crazy to me. It makes zero sense. You know, you it just kind of, I have no understanding of what that is.
Well, and he's saying now, I'm looking at some of the quotes. Jackson Gatlin asked Silas if it was intentional pairing Schroeder with each of the other Rockets guards. He says, I was a little intentional as far as who he was playing with because I want to see who he works best with. Why are we bending over backwards with our roster or with our rotation to benefit a guy who's more than likely not going to be here next year? Like, this is asinine. This is stupid. You know, any final thoughts, Adam, before we get the show wrapped up, my man?
No, I appreciate you kind of working through your frustration and kind of providing your thoughts.
Absolutely, man. We'll see you later. Look, man. First of all, I appreciate everybody who joins this show on a nightly basis. It's almost 11 o'clock Central Time. And I don't want to come off as angry, irritable fan who doesn't understand what is going on with the Rockets. Or I should say is not accepting of what's going on with the Rockets. I'm frustrated because the team and the fan base, I shouldn't say fan base, the team and the front office doesn't know what the hell they're doing, man. You know, like we're in the building Thursday night for the Toronto game and they just get worked by Toronto. The stadium is half full. They're charging people $140 a pop for a jersey, right? They sign a guy like Deshaun Nix, who is so exciting in the G League, yet you don't want to bring him up to the roster. You're shedding salary, and I take that back. The biggest free agent acquisition from less than a year ago in Daniel Theis, you trade, excuse me, less than half a season into that four-year contract that you gave him, you trade him back to Boston for a Bruno Fernando, who no one knows who the hell this guy is, all due respect to him and his family, but the guy, you know, is an NBA nobody. You acquire Enes Freedom, who you then cut right away, and you're left with a point guard that you are more than likely not going to re-sign at the end of the year, nor should you. Then, in his first game here, you play him 18 minutes. He looks less than outstanding. I'm not going to judge his performance for the rest of the season, obviously based on one game. He played 18 minutes, shot 2 of 6 from the field. He did have 5 assists and 4 points in a game that you lose by 34 points. You signed Armani Brooks at the beginning of the year, yet you then cut him instead of trying to retain him and trade him for an asset. Then you flat out cut DJ Augustine, which I get it. Schroeder's an upgrade over Augustine, but still he was a veteran that wanted to be here. You don't trade Christian Wood, even though it's pretty damn apparent that he has no real future with this roster. You don't trade Eric Gordon for one reason or another. There are reports out there that say that the Rockets had pretty decent offers on the table for Eric Gordon, yet you don't trade him because you like his impact on the locker room. Well, yeah, he's having a great impact on the locker room when you're 26 games under 500 and you're going to finish 2 years in a row as one of the 2 or 3 worst teams in the league. You have an owner that doesn't want to spend money on this roster, a head coach who's in his first head coaching gig ever after being an assistant in the league for 20 years. It's not alarming that nobody else wanted to give this guy a shot as a head coach, maybe because he doesn't have any idea what the hell he's doing. And you take a guy like Josh Christopher, who has done nothing but impress the entire fan base, and play him only 10 minutes tonight in lieu of Dennis Schroeder. Jalen Green had 11 points at halftime, yet you get him 3 field goal attempts in the second half, and he ends the game with 13 points. KJ Martin scored 16 points tonight in 26 minutes. Does Steven Silas move him into the starting lineup before the All-Star break to see what he can do with the starters? Nah, probably not. Jalen Green was 3 of 6 from the 3-point line, and Kevin Porter Jr. was 2 of 5. How do those guys only shoot 11 three-point attempts, shooting those types of numbers? How about build them an offense that gets them more shots? Will Steven Silas do that? No, probably not. Are you guys sensing a theme here? I appreciate you guys all coming through tonight, hanging out with me here on Spotify Green Room. We will be back Wednesday night. I will be flying Han Solo again Wednesday night. Come hang out with me here on Spotify Green Room as soon as the game is over. Rockets' next game is at the Phoenix Suns, which could ultimately lead to a bloodbath. I could go out on a limb and say that the Rockets have a shot at winning this game. I'd probably be lying to you, which I never want to do. But come hang out with us anyway. We'll have a ton of fun. 8 o'clock tip, Central Time, Wednesday night. Jeremy Brenner will be with you live on Thursday against the Clippers. And then we will be off doing post-game shows for the All-Star break. We do want to let everybody know that we will be doing a show. Our next show after Thursday's show will be Tuesday night. Time to be determined here on Spotify Green Room. So next three shows here on Spotify Green Room will be this Wednesday after the Phoenix game, this Thursday after the Clippers game, and then Tuesday night with Jeremy Brenner and myself. This has been another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take. Make sure to follow The Dream Take on Twitter at The Dream Take. You can follow the mothership of The Dream Shake at Dream Shake SBN on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at BSW_NB. You can follow my co-pilot, Mr. Jeremy Brenner, at Jeremy Brenner. Head on over to thedreamshake.com for all things Houston Rockets all the time. Once again, your unhappy final from inside of the Utah Jazz home court this evening, 135-101, Rockets lose. Until next time, Rockets fans, go!